Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to our listeners on a...
Happy rainy day.
Sunny. No, not sunny. Going to be sunny this afternoon.
April showers bring May flowers, right? There you go.
I saw a very interesting thing coming in, walking in the building. Number one, all the lights are on in the hall. It was a different look, but there are interesting things going on outside with worms.
With worms?
Yeah. I'll show you on the way out.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, right now it is April 20th, 2019, 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if there's a sporting event, we will be on after the sporting event. The show is also available every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, live streaming at our website, sapriston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. And if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab and then live streaming comes up, click on live streaming, and you should be able to hear the show on most devices that connect to the internet. Almost said see the show because you're playing with your cell phone and taking pictures of us. So it almost threw me off. Anyway, also at the website.
I look pretty good. You're, I'm sorry.
I look kind of old there. Holy cow. Anyway.
We are.
Don't even say that. But anyway, also at the website, all of our shows are archived. And you can either replay a show or, you know, pick up a show that you missed at the website. And finally, last but not least, there's usually a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. And it's, you know, very concise, understandable, and kind of covers some important economic news for the week. And David believes because of the Easter holiday coming up, they didn't have one.
This week, it's not up there.
So it must be. So, but normally it is there. So, you know, we encourage you to go to the website for all of those things, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. And you can also check out, you know, what the firm offers. We are a full-service brokerage firm and also registered investment advisors, and we manage money. And you can find out all those things at the website. So right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, 800-879-7541. We like to talk to people, and we kind of give preference to people who call, but there is a chat box at our website, sapriston.com, again, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. And if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab and you click on live streaming and you go to the bottom of the page, you'll find the chat box and you can type in a question or a symbol. And if you do put in the symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, looking to sell, just wondering whether you should hold it. And that helps us quite a bit in, you know, analyzing the particular stock. So once again, the phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Bill from Buffalo. Good morning.
Yeah. Morning, guys.
Morning, Bill.
Yep. Colin, two things. Wondering what you thought. There was an article in the recent Association of Individual Investors, mm-hmm. using and interpreting point and figure charts. Mm-hmm. Do you think that pretty much accurately describes the system that you guys seem to...
Well, here's the problem. I don't read that. Willard's the one who does read that.
Okay.
So if I get a chance, you know, I'll check on it, you know...
Yeah, okay. I saw one last year in there, too, so periodically they must put one in.
Did they have any general impression?
It was a favorable one.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to, you know, I'll see if I can get a hold of it when I get in the office Monday. So,
you know, regarding trends and support reason, you know, it seemed to be positive to me.
Oh, that's good. Yep.
And second... question is a question that about with REITs. How do you view them now, and are you recommending them for a portion of somebody's portfolio?
Well, the REITs have been very strong.
Yeah,
it's been very strong as a group, and
interest rates have come down.
Yeah, with interest rates coming down, you know, once again, I mean, you have to look at each one. You know, certain ones in certain areas, you know, for example, if you have one in a mall, I don't know, you know, that that could be a problem. But there's a lot of interesting REITs, you know, in healthcare. There's REITs in cloud, you know, who provide, and there's REITs in
storage.
They've
had to adjust. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I mean, you have to look and, you know, research individually, make sure they're not in a bad area, you know. Or just buy an ETF or, you know, whatever that has REITs in it. You know.
Yeah, one of the other things, it's on our sister station is a real estate show, Hunt Real Estate.
Right.
And this morning, Linda Millay was on, who's the president of their mortgage division. She said something interesting I wasn't aware of, that they used to have subprime lenders, which lent to people that... didn't qualify under normal circumstances. Now they don't call them subprime anymore. They call them non-prime. So in anything you dissect, you have to look at and do your research on those REITs to see what type of things. But Pete's absolutely right with the shopping plazas and malls and, you know, retail brick-and-mortar stores are...
It doesn't mean all of them.
No, but you got to look at it.
You got to look at it.
If you're looking at the Boulevard Mall or McKinley Mall or Northtown Plaza, I mean,
right, I know.
You got to look through. You got to have some education.
Exactly.
You got to educate yourself.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And so another way to go would be the ETF.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be a safer way to go.
Sounds like it to me.
Right. Definitely.
Well, why is an ETF safer?
Because it's diversified, you know. Yeah. In other words,
but you still got to look at it.
You have to look at it.
It's more liquid, maybe,
right?
Or
it is diversified. And he brings up a good point. Look at the holdings and make sure they're not overweighted in one or two. You
did
know?
I bring up that point?
You're amazing.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I usually compliment everybody else, but
jeez. Anyway, but you see what I'm saying. In other words, he's right. You should look at every ETF, see what the holdings are, make sure they're not overweighted in one or two companies.
Yeah.
But if they're nicely diversified, then you're...
What kind of returns are they giving? I'm just curious. I haven't looked.
Some of the yields...
on the individual ones can be really nice, okay?
Yeah. 4.9 some.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really good now.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend.
And, have a nice Easter and a Passover.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520. Toll-free, 800-879-7541. Best time to call right now because it's very easy to get in. You know, always, no matter when, how often I say it, at the end of the show, all of a sudden we get a whole bunch of calls.
Do you think nobody listens, JP?
What? I know you're listening, you know, with bated breath. But anyway, right now, you could also go to the chat box, you know, if for some reason you don't want to call, and go to the Saperstein.com website. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab, click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box. Type in a question or a symbol, and if you put in a symbol, let us know whether you want to buy, hold, sell, whatever.
We have some if you want.
Oh,
you
I certainly do.
Tell stories?
Otherwise, I'm looking at a blank screen, but go ahead.
This person wants to know about buying several stocks. One is BX, which is Blackstone Group, which is a financial group. And just I was looking at it while Bill called about rates. I mean, this is a stock that closed at $38.62, but it's got a 6% dividend. And it's been a steady dividend. I don't know for how many years. But
well, for some reason, it looks like it had a big move on Friday, Thursday, rather. I forgot Friday we were off. How could I forget that? But anyway, you know, it had a nice jump. I don't know if there was news on it. You know, on Friday, you see any news on Thursday, rather. Yeah. So you have a day off, it mixes you up. But right now, I mean, it gave...
Yeah, asset manager is making a big change to its structure.
Oh, interesting. Okay, but whatever it was, they liked it.
So 7.5%.
Yeah, and it gave a buy signal, looks like at 36. It broke the down trend line. Those are two positives, you know, on a point and figure chart. And for what it's worth, and once again, this is, you know, I take it with a grain of salt, but based on the point and figure method, they have a way of calculating a price objective, you know, and it's maybe someday it'll hit that. Sometimes it hits it early, sometimes never, but it's a way that you can, you know, judge risk and judge possible reward. But anyway, price objective 64. Next resistance would be just a little bit. Where to close, anyway?
38.62.
Yeah, next resistance would be somewhere in the 40 area. If it takes that out, the next resistance would be around 44. And you take 44 out, then maybe that price objective is not that far-fetched. And where would I... And you should have good support somewhere around the 25 area on it. So, you know, based on risk-reward, it looks like a decent play, really. You know, and there's one other thing I want to look at real quick, hopefully.
Do that. While you're doing
not real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, people, when they go in, when you're in the chat room, under name, if you want to highlight that out and put your name in there, you don't have to put your social security number, even last name, but you can always do that if you want. And, of course, as I say that, I didn't do that when I put mine in, sorry. So I was guest 9371.
Yeah, it's interesting that...
That is?
No. What I was looking at here.
Yeah. Share it with us, Pete. Peter thinks we're doing television sometimes, so...
I guess my cataract surgery didn't work that well. But anyway... Because support's around 35, you know, so I wouldn't want to see it drop, you know, much under 35.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. We have a couple more, but you want to take Doug in Amherst?
Go to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing? I know the weather ain't the best, but I hope you have a nice Easter, both of you guys.
Well, you too. Thank you very much.
A couple stocks I was looking at. How about Microsoft? They seem to with the... doing very well, and its base broke the $120 a share barrier. It's unreal.
Well, the best thing they did was they kicked Gates out of the CEO position.
Right. I don't want to say nothing because you don't know about people. That's
yeah,
the whole thing.
I know, but you know, I think I always hated the company. You know, not the stock, but you know, sometimes that would transfer over to the stock, you know, because of all the flubs in Windows. And also, he wrote a book many years ago called The Road Ahead, but he missed The Road Ahead, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway,
hold a grudge.
Yeah,
I'm
but when this new guy, the new guy took
Serenity
over,
now.
And you know, they're big in cloud now, and you know,
yeah, Ballmer was in between. They said he didn't do anything either.
No, yeah, I agree. But no question,
that is the magic word, cloud. Yep. What is there? Azure, is that their cloud? or something. I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, do you own it? You're looking to buy
it? Yes, I do. I hate to say this, but I bought that around $60 a share.
You hate to say that.
You should be screaming it at the mountaintop.
You should be out dancing in the street.
Well, I know, but if they increase the dividend every little while, and it's always a nice stock, and I always look for a long-term gain. That's the whole thing.
You got one.
I don't really need the money. That's the whole thing.
$123.37 on the close, $1.50 on the dividend, 1.4.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a minimum objective right now would be somewhere around, one. Where to close at, did you say?
123.37, he said.
All right. About 22 points, and 22 points above that would be about 140, I think, is the next objective on it.
Yeah. Jeez. And it always pays a nice dividend. I really don't need the money. That's the whole thing.
Well, that's a nice position to be in. I would only get somewhat concerned and reevaluate it if it, you know, closed below the 200-day moving average, which is about 109 right now. So, So you're in good shape.
Oh, yeah, because I always like the dividends, because right now I'm getting close to retirement. And right now the dividends that I got now from the stock I got on the outside, it'll cover at least 2 pension checks. If I start buying some more, we'll cover 3 pension checks.
Beautiful. Holy cow.
And the other one I was looking at, too, Cisco. Not the food stock.
Yeah, I know,
because it's spelled both the same way.
No, yeah, they're spelled different.
They're spelled different, too, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know.
I know what you mean, but every time somebody says it, sometimes they mean one, they
I
mean
I never
the
think
other.
Of that. Never.
You never do? You never, never think of a food company? Boy, nope. Is Cisco on a roll. Do you own that, I hope,
yes,
too?
I do, too.
Boy. Well, take this for what it's worth, and who knows what it is worth, but the price objective is 90 on it, supposedly.
Holy cats.
Which is, you know, little bit, you know. But I would say, you know, that I would definitely be a holder here. And, you know, right now it closed that. Do you have this much lower by any chance? Or?
I've been holding that for a long time, a while. And I bought it within fairly inexpensive. You
okay,
know?
Good. So, I mean, because in looking at it, you know, the 200-day moving average is at 47.
Holy good.
So, you know, as long as you stay above 47, which is a ways back, but
yeah.
It still should be in good shape, you know.
Uh-huh.
And ideally, even the 50-day moving average is 52, you know.
Jeez.
So you support somewhere between 49 and 52 on it.
And the third one was that cannibalist stock, the CGC.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be the blue chip of the cannabis stock.
Well, today's 420. I know it means you're supposed to smoke pot on 420. I don't know. There's some kind of celebration today. I'm looking at our younger producer. He's shaking his head. So it must have some connotation that I have missed. Uh-huh. Peter, I know you missed it. But
I didn't even know today was 420.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, it just gave a buy signal at 45.
Uh-huh.
Potential, once again, you take it with a grain of salt, price objective 62, which isn't that far-fetched because the high for it after it came out as an IPO was 59.
Yeah, and I picked it up early.
Oh, really?
Wow. And
watch it come down.
I'm way ahead of the game. I figured, when I heard it might be legal and more people states are getting it, I figured, why not take a flyer on it? You know what I mean?
Right. And I think if I remember right, Constellation Brands took a position in the company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just acquired somebody, CGC, which the market liked, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I would stick with it. You know, the 200-day moving average is at 39, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Where to close at 44.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as you stay above 39, then your next resistance to watch out for is probably 51.
Do you got time for one more stock?
Yeah, it looks like it. Go ahead.
Okay. Home Depot.
Boy, you pick good names. That's for sure. It's
They're all good. Everything's looking pretty good. Larry Fink on Wednesday said from BlackRock, and I think he knows what he's talking about, he said we could have a melt up from here.
Well, that's frightening because you're seeing a lot of people say that all of a sudden.
Well, they got to change.
He's not the only one.
Watch CNBC. They say one thing one day and then
no, well, I agree. You know. But there's also a lot of people like Larry Fink saying melt up, you know.
Well, I figure it's springtime and everybody's trying to your house is your number one award thing. And then they say, hey, why don't we put this in or why don't you put that in? You know, everything from minor windows into or appliances to,
Are you talking about my wife?
I don't want to get into
it. I went there for a box of screws and came out with all kinds of cabinets.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. Like kitchen cabinet, kitchen remodeling, or bathroom remodeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The stock price objective, once again, take it for what it's worth, which isn't that much higher. It's like 222, but
close
still.
Close to 205.66.
Yeah. So next resistance would be around 212. Once it takes that out, that's an all-time high again.
Yeah, I bought that a long time ago because I figured housing is one of the first things that always get worth. And I think I paid about 65.
Oh, beautiful. So you're in tremendous shape.
I know, but I'm not that smart. I'm not smart as pay to you guys because I'm getting close to retirement. And right now I want to retire, take as many trips as I can.
Well, sometimes being smart doesn't help, believe me. So.
I wouldn't know in either case.
Right.
because last trip we went to Alaska. If you ever get a chance
beautiful.
To go.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And then I've been to Hawaii. Nice. Had something unique happened to me in Hawaii. I went scuba diving out in Hawaii. Got inked by an octopus.
No, really?
Yeah. I never seen one up close before because in the aquarium they're very lethargic. And when I seen it out there, because we were on a big island, Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead puts a lot of sea anchors in there. So I hooked up with a couple guys. They says, "Hey, this is where we're going." I said, "Okay." And the octopus I seen had tentacles about 4 to 5 feet long. Wow. And when I got a little too close, he ain't big, but it's like a smoke screen. It's like a bat out of hell.
Jeez. Great story.
Yeah, it's something different.
Yep.
There you go.
And I hope you guys have a good day. And thank you for the information.
Okay.
I'm still going to buy a hole because if I don't need the money, I might buy some more stuff like American Express or Visa because I hear they had some good results.
All good names. And, like I say, just since you are nearing retirement, just keep an eye.
Don't sleep.
Yeah, you don't want, one of those, 2000, 2001, whatever, and 2007, 2008, the market went down 50%. So anyway, you don't want that to happen. So don't sleep totally.
I know. Right. But
you're in good shape.
Yeah, and that's it. Set up everything from the 401 is the most I ever had in my 401 to lawn care insurance too, because you ain't gonna live forever. You never know when you're gonna get hurt and have a catastrophic injury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Doug. Take care. Thank you very much for calling. Right now, phone lines. Very wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Right now we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Art. How are you doing?
Great. First, David, thanks for that email attachment. It's very good.
Okay, very good.
I'm enjoying that.
One out of two ain't bad.
Huh?
One out of two.
Yeah. Well, no, it's black and white. I can send it to my sister and have it printed in color because I don't have a color printer.
All right. Very good.
On the Federal Reserve, I know how the change in the interest rates short term affect the economy. Well, how does the when the Fed sells and buys treasuries, if they're into their book, how does that affect the economy?
Well, but basically what it does is it either withdraws money out of the system or puts money into the system.
They physically are moving money in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not physically.
When they're out there buying securities,
right.
That puts money into the system because they're buying them from institutions.
Okay,
and when they're selling
when they're
securities,
selling, then it,
they're taking it out.
Taking them out. Mm-hmm. You know? And what is interesting is that somebody said that, it was actually in Barron's, and they said that according to an acclaimed global investor who agreed to share his views, but not his identity, because he doesn't want to be wrong.
Sure.
The markets have been lifted by a stealth easing in the Federal Reserve policy resulting from the reduction in the U.S. Treasury's account at the central bank, which has offset much of the reserve draining impact of the rundown of the Fed securities. So that was interesting, something I didn't even know about.
Right.
They've done a stealth easing. So.
Right. And I think it's interesting that now that Jerome Powell is firmly in control of the Fed, that he's a non-academic. And then we have two more people that have been nominated, Herbert Cain, who's definitely not an academic, but a businessman, and Steve Moore can be, he's an economist, but he's an author. And, you know, these are regular, I call them regular people, non-academics, sure. Because, listen, there are so many of those people that are making those decisions that have never had to worry about a mortgage payment or if their student loan is going up because of interest rates going a quarter. It's like when Nancy Pelosi says, oh, it's only $1,000. Well, to somebody who's a multimillionaire, it's only $1,000. But to somebody that's making 40 or 50 grand.
And sometimes that's a case of being smart isn't being right. So anyway. Right.
Well, what's the matter? Right. Yeah, I'm just looking up. Interest rates, 10-year treasury in Germany are zero. Mm-hmm. They're 2.5% here. Yep. In Japan, they're negative. And so
Germany,
I think...
In Germany, the bonds are called bonds, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's, I think that's, a German word
that's
for bond.
True.
But, oh, okay.
But there's going to be pressure upon the Fed, mark my words, to lower interest rates. Mark my words.
Okay.
Today. I might be right once. But
I'm writing it down.
You're not hiding your identity?
No, because of the fact that the rest of the world saying, U.S., why are your interest rates so high? You're taking all our money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about it. I mean,
Okay. So anyway, Art.
Yes.
What else did you want?
Yeah. Oh, the previous caller had a prelude for what I was going to ask about. I have the Cisco, as you know, and I have 3,000 shares, which I bought at 15. So I'm really riding it well. And last time I spoke to you about it, 60 looked like it was pretty easy. But when you say a 90 price objective, that might be a long term, like up into the clouds.
Well, who knows? Or never. You know,
or never.
But it's a possibility. You know, I've never seen anybody do a study on point and figure chart objectives, you know, which would be kind of interesting. You know,
mm-hmm. It'll give you something to do this weekend.
The last item I heard Peter say the words real quick. Now, it's funny because on this live police shows, which I watch sometimes in the evening, anytime they're trying to get a suspect out of the car, they say, can you step out real quick? So I wonder whether that has any effect. Why do they say that to people, you know, real quick?
Well, you have to be careful, too, on this show or any show. Like you just said, you had so many shares. Never say that.
Right.
Because, you know, somebody will say, oh, I recognize Art.
Yeah.
You know, we had a guy call years ago, and he said he had, I have $500,000 in treasuries, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then his neighbor said to him, I didn't realize you had that much money.
Good point.
So there you go. But anyway.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Right, thank you very much
good
for
Easter.
Calling. Okay,
thanks,
take care.
Art.
Right.
Okay,
bye.
Right now we have one caller on the line. If you'll wait patiently for one more minute, we'll take a quick 1 minute break. Be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Well, welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or if you'd like to use the chat box at our website, go to saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question or symbol. If you put in the symbol, let us know whether you want to buy, sell, hold. Right now, we're going to go to Ray in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Good, Ray. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Peter, previously you had mentioned about Microsoft and you were happy when they got rid of Bill Gates, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's still chairman. I mean, you know.
Right. but you mentioned CEO. Did you mean Ballmer, or did you mean wasn't CEO Ballmer? They were sort of dumped.
Yeah. He David mentioned that. Yeah, he was in between.
Yeah, right.
He bought the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah, exactly. The question I have: what do you guys think of Comcast and Macy's? And do you have any price objectives on those two?
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure what Comcast Macy's was, but anyway.
You're right. Sorry about that. Comcast and Macy's.
I said, what'd they do, buy Macy's? No. No, but price objective in the point and figure chart, once again, you know, take it for what it's worth.
Right,
is 61, all right?
And Comcast closed at 42.43.
The chart looks very nice. Just gave a buy signal at 40. The big resistance would probably be its all-time high at 44. So you want to take out that 44 area. And the 200 days at 37. So, I would only get a little concerned if it dropped below 37. Yeah.
And that's okay. CMCSA for people.
Good point.
That may not
CMCSA,
know.
Right. And the next one, Macy's. Okay.
That's M.
Correct. For murdered.
2508 on the close. Yeah. 2508.
Yeah, I know. They got hammered. They were up to like 41 at one time, and all of a sudden they just dropped whatever happened. I think they're coming out. Well, their earnings don't come out for another month. Do you have any price objectives with that at all?
Well, it's probably zero. No.
It could be eventually.
No, price objective is 20. I shouldn't make fun of it because somebody picked on me last week because I said Disney was dead money, you know. And except, you know, I do remember saying, but if it can break out of the trading range, you know, then you got something going. But anyway, price objective, and I don't know, it actually hit it, which was actually a downside price objective of 28, you know, so it went through that. Now, the only thing you have, do you own Macy's, or are you looking to buy it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I own a little bit. I've had it for ages, but you know the thing is I'm not a buyer and a seller type of thing.
But you know, in looking at it, what it, you know, it's the chart's terrible, but it came down to support that was late, you know, early 2018, and bounced off that. So I would think I would hold it right now, and I would become more concerned if it hit, say, 22.
I see. One other question, as you were speaking, I'm thinking about Comcast. Now, they own 30% of Hula, and Disney owns 60%. What do you think about, that Hula? I know they're losing money, but whatever I've read, they seem like they're the most competitive against Netflix.
Well, a lot of the companies like that lose money.
I understand that. Yeah,
I mean, but eventually, Amazon. Look how many years Amazon lost money.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Disney said, "Well, Hulu will start making money, and they're shooting for like 2023 or 2024."
Didn't somebody just sell their stake in Hulu?
Yeah,
AT&T, Time Warner, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, 2 years ago they valued Hulu at $5 billion. And now it's valued, according to the journal, and I think Barron's. I was reading that they got bought out for their 10% for I think $1.4 billion.
So that's $14 billion. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just was wondering if if Comcast sells, I would imagine they're going to get a premium, and I don't think they're going to go after Disney trying to buy the 60% they don't own. But be interesting. Well, listen, thanks for all the information.
Okay, well, thank you.
Guys, have a great Easter.
You too.
Or Passover.
Thank you.
And take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. You too. Take care. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. You said there's something in the chat box there.
A person, I don't know if it's a man or woman.
It's a guest. Go ahead.
Would like to know about CERN, Cerner. Corporation, their technology, a big gap up a few weeks ago, 62.71
really
on the close,
and then it pulled back though, so, but anyway, what'd you say they're in?
Technology.
Really? Okay. Yeah, software. Yeah, software has been a strong area for a while. And Cerner moved up to, did he say whether he owns it or?
He's looking to buy him.
Oh, okay. So anyway, ran up to 66, now pulled back, closed at what, 62.71, is that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And So, yeah, I mean, it looks good. The 200 days at 59. So I think as long as it stays above 59, it actually has got good support, 58 to 59. And your price objective, once again, for what it's worth, based on the point and figure chart, is 77, all right? So you would have to first take out the 67 area and then take out to get to there. The next big test would be probably what looks like an all-time high in the 72, 73 area.
Yeah, April 9th, they did announce a stock buyback. It was up 10%
that day. Yeah. So, you know, so as long as it stays above 58, 59, somewhere in that area, it looks like it would still be very strong, and you do have that upside potential.
Okay. Yep. This person has a couple more questions. Again, looking to buy. Next one is BRSS. Closed at 43.76, and that is Global Brass and Copper Holdings.
What is it?
Boy Ralph. Sam.
Sam. Brass. No. Anyway. Let's see. That's how people bought that Zoom. Anyway. Boy, he's looking to buy it? Yeah. Breakout. Holy cow. Well, this is,
there's a proposed acquisition that was announced.
What do you mean? Derek being acquired?
That's what I would think. Yeah, it was up 25% on the 10th of April.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Pretty hard to play.
Yeah, I would look at the news on that because you'd have to see, does it say what the acquisition price is?
I didn't.
No? Okay. But anyway.
It's close to 43.78 where it closed.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, if it's being acquired, I'd look at the news on it. You know, yeah, it does say, matter of fact, is to be acquired by the Wieland Group or Wieland Group, whatever it is. Yeah. So, yep, you're done on that.
Yeah, $44 cash.
So
yeah, forget about it.
It'd be different if it was a stock offer, then you might be interested. But right. But yeah, right. So forget that. Okay.
He's got one more. This person has one more. Let's do this. WTR. Close at 37.15.
Is that the water company?
Aqua America.
Yeah.
Agua.
Okay.
I just like saying that name.
That's beautiful chart. Looking to buy that, huh? Okay, so it closed at where?
37.15, Peter.
Yep. I appreciate that. And it's still below the 200-day, which is kind of strange. It isn't. It's above it. 200 days at 35.69.
They like their dividend by 10%.
Yeah, and you'd like to stay above that. But, the real support's around 33 now. So you'd be a little concerned if it dropped to 32. But, it already met one price objective on it. So now it looks like it's in a trading range between 33 and 39. So obviously, if it took out that trading range, you would have a potential target somewhere in the 47, 48 area. So chart looks very nice. Yeah, it looks decent in here.
Great.
Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call or go to the website, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box. You can type in a question and a symbol, and let us know whether you want to buy, sell, or hold. Right now, we're going to go to Dan in Niagara Falls. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. I had a general question this morning, and I was hoping that you guys might be able to help me. If I'm looking for earnings and, estimated earnings, is there a particular site that you guys would have most confidence in? Because, like a lot of sites, I mean, you look at them, and like one site will show you one thing, another site will show you something different. And I'm just trying to figure out, which site would be most accurate?
Well, what are you looking for?
I'll give you a specific example, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at QSR. And so, obviously, you guys know QSR trades on both the Canadian exchange and the U.S. exchange.
Okay.
So now, if you look at the prices from one to the other, the estimates just do not make sense. And so I'm like, so which one is accurate and which isn't?
Well, what's the difference between the earnings, though?
There's not much at all. For example, I'll give you an example. QSR. If you look on the the American symbol, mm-hmm. it'll show you that this year it'll earn almost $3 a share, right?
Okay.
And the price is $67 U.S.
Okay.
You go to the Canadian one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the price here is $90, and the earnings are like, if you look for the current year, $278.
Mm-hmm.
It's lower.
So higher taxes.
What the heck? How do you? Exchange. Which is right here?
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. Is there a particular, like, do you guys have a site?
Well,
that you
unfortunately,
have
you know, we have our own platform. And that's,
okay.
And that's what I look at.
Yeah, and it might be confusing, too, between the Canadian and the U.S. I mean, you got a currency difference, too. I don't know
exactly.
if that, and I understand what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
$3 U.S. and $270 Canadian. It's like, what?
How much U.S. again?
Well, if I look for next year, which it says next year, 2019,
mm-hmm.
estimated $298.
Yeah.
It's almost $3.
Right, yep.
You go to the stupid Canadian one.
We didn't say that.
No, go ahead.
And it shows $278 for current year. I mean,
yeah, but they might have a different way of calculating.
Yeah, I can't imagine why the Canadian one is. I mean, I could see. I mean, obviously.
I'm looking on Yahoo, so I don't know, like, you know.
I'm looking at FinViz, too. It says $298.
I'm sorry?
On FinViz, you know, FinViz.com, it says $298.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So so I would, you know, forget the Canadian one, I guess.
You would, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, it kind of makes sense to me, too.
Yeah.
But you said the Canadian stock is trading at $90.
Yeah.
There's got to be there's something in difference in the calculation, but
well,
I don't
that's
understand
why. I'm wondering.
Why
like, I don't know.
Something's really weird there. Yeah,
Pete
well,
work
not
on
really.
This
no, the Canadian stock's at 90.
It's at 90,
and you take a 25% discount on that. What do you get
it.
In U.S. dollars? Right.
About.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it makes sense.
But why
sense.
Are the earnings?
Well, I don't know. But I understand the stock price because it's 25% less than the Canadian price.
That.
Yeah. You sure you understood that?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. But anyway, what else did you like? What? Anything else?
So we have no answer.
I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to
Dan.
So, but you, for example, you mentioned FinViz. So you're quite confident in the
in general. Yeah, I mean, I think they do a very good job there.
Okay,
yeah.
So that if I put a level of degree of confidence in FinViz, then I'd be okay then.
In general, I didn't say
that.
No, nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, because you know, a lot of guys like to check when the earnings are going to come out.
Mm-hmm. So
and you go to all these sites, and they can be different all over
right.
the place.
So go.
You know.
Here's the other thing you do is you go down. To scroll down on FinViz, it'll give you the recent firms that are following this. And then you could go to that firm's website and look at the stock and see what they say.
Now, are you talking, David, about the firms that have a rating on them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying if you really want to do the study, because you're looking at Bernstein, Mizuho, SunTrust, Wells Fargo, KeyBank, Morgan Stanley, Evercore, Citigroup, RBC Capital, Credit Suisse. I think that's enough. Oppenheimer, UBS.
So
that's enough. That's
to
enough.
One of their sites, like even if you go to RBC, they probably will have their estimates there.
I don't know. You would think so. I don't know if they're for free or if you'd have to pay for it. I don't know. It depends how much detail you want.
All
but
right.
I would think they would have. There's public information out there, so.
But, you know, it sounds like you guys are fairly confident with FinViz anyway.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's other ones like, what else? I think there's like Morningstar out there and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and none of them are perfect, you know. There's no question about it, you know. So
anyways, looking at that chart, I mean, I know you're going to say, oh, the chart looks great.
Okay. We're done.
But anyways, okay. Looking at it, Peter, what do you think? I mean, is it...
Okay. I was looking at it on FinViz. Let me go back to the point and figure chart on it. So,
I mean, it looks like it just broke out to a new high.
What do these guys do anyway? Restaurant chain.
That's Tim Hortons.
Is it really?
Well, QSR. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
QSR. Yeah, restaurant.
I lost track of it. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're going to try to test the all-time high, right, at 68.
Mm-hmm.
Had a decent day on Thursday. Price objective 94. You know, for what it's worth.
So now earnings are coming out in the middle of May.
Yep.
So we're still about a month away.
Well, don't they own something else, too, besides Tim
Hortons? Oh, they own Wendy's.
Yeah, they own a bunch of other
Burger
stuff.
King.
Yeah. Okay. And, yeah, and, you know, the 200 days around 60, say. So in good shape, really.
So,
and it just, you know, and it just gave a buy signal, yeah. You know, yeah. So
bearing in mind the earnings are in a month from now.
Yeah, you're in decent enough shape.
Even to buy it now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Month away, yeah.
You're okay.
Yep.
Okay, guys. Great for thank you very much for the information.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend, a good holiday, and take care.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Right now, phone lines wide open. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to the chat box,
okay,
I guess.
Caleb wants to know what the upside of Disney is, Pete.
Oh.
Disney close at 132.45.
I just mentioned that one, yeah. But Disney, where to close at now?
132.45.
Yeah, so right now, the potential target is 182. So once
there
again, that's a point and figure method. Would like to see it stay above the 200-day, which is around 112. And, it finally broke out of where it was going nowhere for a number of years, you know, just basically going a little bit up, but nothing exciting. And then since 2017, it just went sideways, you know, and now it broke out, and that's a major breakout, so... probably not that far-fetched. The possibility of 182 is there. So,
got it. All right. Anthony says he owns Qualcomm, which closed at 79.89.
Yeah.
He owns it below 35.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, Qualcomm was up about 35% this week.
Thanks to the settlement with Apple.
Yep. Yeah. And he's looking for further gains with 5G. That's a big thing coming out.
Yep.
Just
wondering
what your thoughts are, Peter, and if it should be held.
Well, I mean, Qualcomm now, from what I understand, has the lock more or less on the smartphone 5G area because they're able to provide the chip, right? You know, whereas if you it came out that Intel has been delayed and. You know, and it's interesting. I would have thought, oh, my God, Intel's going to go down. The stock went up because people said they're having problems with the 5G. And then immediately Intel said, we're out of the business. We're not going to do it anymore. You know, so, it looks very nice. You know, I would assume after a big run-up like that, there could be a pullback on it. Take this for what it's worth. The price objective is $147 on it. And,
right, and people have to realize when you get a stock that's up 35% in a couple of days, the price objective.
You'd hope to see it,
explode.
You know, it's going to be that big a price objective. And, you know, hopefully you get a little bit of a consolidation, a little bit of a correction, let it digest it and see where it settles, you know. Possible support for it would be around 76. And, you know, other than that, boy, it just blew so far above, you know, its 50-day. The 200-day, believe it or not, is at, 68, does that look like? Yeah. So anyway, let's see what happens as it consolidates. But I would hold it and, you know, check in with us again on that.
Okay.
Yep. And we're going to go next to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
David and Peter, you guys got a lot of patience.
I do.
I know why he's saying that. But anyway, go ahead.
Here's what I'm saying. Dad from Niagara Falls talked about QSR for 5 minutes and never mentioned the name of Tim Hortons. I've had Tim Hortons for the last 2 years.
Really?
And I did all my survey by seeing the cars going to Hortons.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you that's the Peter Lynch philosophy.
Yeah, I didn't read one thing about him.
Yep, there you go.
He's got all the fundamentals, and I got the stock.
Beautiful.
Okay, guys, I love your program.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I love those dreamers too.
I think you frightened the dreamer off. You know. So.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, and we have a few minutes left, probably seven minutes or so.
Okay.
Phone numbers are 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541.
Person would like to know about NEE.
NEE.
Close at 189.36. It's Nextra Energy.
Oh, that's considered a blue chip in the electrical energy area, the energy area. Yeah. He didn't say whether he's buying, selling, holding, whatever, but potential price target, once again, in the price. And,
looking to buy.
Oh, he's looking to buy.
I think I said that.
See, the next target's about 202, and it closed at what?
189.36.
Yeah, 189. Support for it is going to be somewhere in the 182 to 184 area, and 200 days at 177. So you like to see it stay above the 200-day. I mean, the chart looks very strong. I'd be interested in it. And, just in case, if you're worried about a further pullback to either of those areas, 180, 182, or 178, you could buy half and then mm-hmm. buy the rest, But, it's a very strong energy, utility, really. And, I kind of like it, so.
Okay. That's good.
Go next to somebody who's going to defend himself. Bob in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
That guy woke you up, huh?
No, I've been sitting here monitoring you.
Oh, okay. Really, he's just a son of a gun. I made him get on.
I'm still dreaming.
Yep. Hey, keep dreaming.
Hey, I got rid of all my palladium before it went down. So.
Well, that's beautiful.
So, what's AG doing?
AG, silver. Oh, my God.
I'd like to see that at about 550.
You would?
Yeah. Well,
why?
Because I could afford it then.
Then you could afford it.
Close at 607.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
I mean.
I know. You guys don't believe me that silver is going to go up.
Well, someday, someday. Yeah.
But we're closing in on that. We're past that 8-year cycle now.
What has it been trading at $15 for 8 years? No. I mean, it was up to 50 again in that period, right?
I think it closed 2011 at around 48.
Okay, so it was 8 years ago. Okay.
But it takes a while to get up there, and it takes a while to get down.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't come down faster. It just kind of grudgingly has been coming down.
Right. But I'm still saying I'm a year late.
A year late, huh?
Yeah, and I'm still looking at gold at 14 at the end of this year.
1400, you're talking
1400,
1750 to about $18. It's way underpriced. It's got to go up.
Well, keep saying that because eventually you'll be right.
I think about 2 weeks ago it was 86 to 1, the ratio between gold and silver.
Yeah, I remember. What was the ratio they used to use to say that it was great?
I think it was 16 to 1.
16 to 1, right?
Yeah.
And they'd come out
as
16 to 1, buy it,
It's been as high as 100 to 1.
Boy, I'll tell you.
But I think the average over the years comes out to about 48 or 50 to 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it changed.
It's undervalued, and the Silver Institute or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
They just put out a big 140-page thesis on it that
everybody's going to read.
No, nobody's going to read it.
I'll read the Cliff Notes on it. Right?
Yeah, really. No, it's they're not mining enough to accommodate the industrial use. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But anyway, the 200 days, it's at $6. So let's hope it stays above that.
Okay, well, sounds good.
And although you want to buy it at 550. But anyway.
Well, I'm still watching it.
Okay.
Oh, and some more good news came out about my favorite stock, and it went down again.
Exactly. I said, as I said before, let's have some bad news. See what happens.
Well, don't worry. I'm monitoring you guys. I just don't have a lot to say right at the moment. So.
Well, go back to dreaming.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Have a good weekend.
And all my fans.
I know all your fans. Thank you. Take care. Okay. We're kind of coming down to the end of the show. I don't know if you have anything on the chat box.
No, we're clean, brother.
We're clean in the chat box. We're clean in the
waiting
phone
waiting for
lines,
Dingus Day, Peter.
And,
waiting for Dingus Day.
Yeah. So, the market's been good, and mm-hmm. it'd be nice. you know, people are, you know, as soon as it slows down, everybody gets real worried. But it's kind of nice if it would just go sideways for a while.
Yeah.
Digest the gains.
Sure.
There's going to be some kind of rotation. If you've noticed, healthcare has been hit badly.
Terrible.
So money's coming out of the healthcare area and moving into other areas. Although Barron said that looks like a lot of the healthcare insurance people look cheap right now, you know. But so I'd be looking at them. I don't know if I'd jump in right away, but I might set up a plan for, you know, where I might want to buy them. I don't think Medicare for All is really going to happen.
No, but there's the question of what's going to happen. That's why I don't like it. I just stay away from it.
Yeah, so, you know, be safe, stay out of controversial areas. But then again, sometimes that creates opportunities.
Sure.
And so we'll see. But there will probably be some kind of rotation going on, you know, in different sectors, and it would be nice if the market, you know, settled down a little, you know.
Well, you want to do your homework. You want to have a plan.
Yeah, yeah, and which I'm sure everybody has, you know.
Right, and I mean, people are going to need health care. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know if it was Peter Lynch who said it, but he said, you know, always write down why you write down why you bought it, and if it no longer exists, the reason out. You know, you're out of it. So. And a famous poker saying says, if you look around the table and can't identify the patsy, it's you. So when buying a hot stock, make sure you're not the patsy.
All right.
So there you go.
Words to live by.
Yeah. So anyway, until next week, keep your powder dry. There'll be opportunities created as some of this rotation goes on. And, you know, have a good holiday.
Blessed Easter and Passover.
And take care until next week.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.